Alex. We have yet another bonus mini Pod v Pod episode today.
DVD challenge.
Let the games begin.
Challenge accepted.
Brought to you by the wonderful and extraordinarily generous Cecil Hopps. I'm joined, as usual, by my lovely co-host, Hendo. How you going, mate?
Good, mate. Ready to do another quiz? Battle it out?
Ready to win again, I guess?
Probably.
Man, I'm doing terrible on these things.
Yeah, what's your record?
0-3?
We tied the first one.
Oh, did we really?
Yeah.
Nice.
But what's the theme we've got going for today?
So today, Cecil has chosen the theme to be non-Disney animated films.
Yes, not non-animated Disney films, which I thought of when you said it the first time. I'm like, okay, let's start doing... Oh, no, wait, shit, it's the other way around, isn't it? That's a big difference.
It is a big difference.
Yes. But as usual, Cecil has given us 5 questions each to ask the other person, and we've got our own 5 questions to ask. And as usual, Dean will lose this, and he's going to have to watch another movie. And Dean, what is that movie?
That movie is a bit of a strange film, Hendo. We've got a movie for the visually impaired, I think.
Yes, I guess you could say that.
It's called Blue.
Yes.
And apparently, from what I know of this film, it's mainly audio, and the actual image is a blue screen.
Yes.
So, different.
Yes, very different. Luckily, it goes for a very short, like, 76 minutes or something. So, maybe it's not luckily. Maybe we want more of this.
Maybe.
Or maybe you'll want more of it when you lose.
Maybe I'll wish it was 5.5 hours long.
Just want to get all that blue. No, this is going to be an interesting movie, whoever has to watch it and give their take on it.
It'll be different.
All right, mate, let's do it. Why don't you ask me first?
All right. Hendo, number one. Which non-Disney movie prompted Disney to make The Great Mouse Detective?
See, I feel like it'd be some sort of Sherlock Holmes movie. Problem is, though, I don't know too many Sherlock Holmes movies from back then. I don't even know. Sherlock Beyond.
No, it's A Secret of NIMH.
Oh, okay. Nah, never
picking
that. Yeah, I think I have. Never seen it.
Yeah, me neither.
All right, mate. Your first question. In Kiki's Delivery Service, how old is Kiki when she leaves home for a year?
I've never even heard of this film.
Haven't you? I've heard of it.
Okay. I will say 16.
13.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you got to take a pun at any, like, one of those random numbers around that point. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Nil all. Good start.
All right, Hendo. What was Han attempting to farm in Wolf Children?
Jesus. Okay. What was he attempting to farm in Wolf Children?
I think it's implying that he failed.
Souls.
No, potatoes. Souls.
I went on a completely different route there.
Did you ever? Farm souls.
Cecil loves his weird movies. I thought it'd be a weird answer. No, turned out just to be regular potatoes.
Potatoes.
All right, mate. I think this one could be up your alley. In All-Star Superman, what caused Superman to start dying?
Yeah, it would be up my alley. I'm not even sure I've seen this one, though.
What? You haven't seen a DC animated film?
Oh, there's so many.
And I've seen them all.
What causes him to start dying? A curse.
No. Flying too close to the sun and absorbing too much radiation.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, mate. Hit me with my third question.
All right. What was the piece of clothing that symbolized the connection between the two characters in Your Name?
Do I need the color?
Yes.
A red thread. Or if you want me to be more specific, a red ribbon.
I will accept red ribbon.
Cool. Thank you.
Because that is what is written, not thread.
All right. 1 point to me. It's always a good start. On to your third question. In the Wild Thornberries movie. Seen that one?
No.
All right. Here we go. Why did Eliza lose her powers to talk to animals?
I'm just trying to think if there's any logical answer I could guess here. Why did she lose her powers? Maybe there's a set of rules with these powers, so I will just say she broke the rules.
I think that's too vague. I need you to be more specific.
Ooh.
Breaking the rules.
Okay. She disobeyed her parents. Oh my God, am I close? Come on.
I'll tell you what. I'll give you 0.5 point for that break the rules.
Okay. What's the answer?
She revealed her secret. She told people that she could talk to animals.
I will happily take that 0.5 point then, Hendo. Happily.
Only because I'm up at the moment.
By half.
Yes.
All right. Question 4 for you, Hendo. In Kubo and the Two Strings, why is Kubo not allowed out at night?
Seen it once. I think from memory, I don't know how specific I need to be about this. I think it's like the three witches are out to get Kubo, like to take Kubo away.
No. Okay. You are incorrect. The answer is his grandfather can see him because of the moon.
Okay.
I would have accepted his grandfather can see him.
Righto. Don't remember that. All right. 1 to 0.5 point. Question four for you, mate. Which DreamWorks movie did McDonald's pull out of doing Happy Meal toys for?
Okay, I'm just trying to think. DreamWorks, is there any controversy? Like, is there a Kevin Spacey movie? You know what I mean? Like, well, we can't do this. He's a, yeah, you know. Yeah, I don't think so. Why would they pull out, though? Like, that's a big thing. If they're locked and loaded for it and for them to pull out, why would they pull out? Or maybe it's like a sequel where they were on board for this first one and then they're like, nah, that didn't work. We're not doing it. I have no idea. I'll say Shrek the Third.
No, it's Prince of Egypt.
Ah.
And Cecil doesn't give a reason why. That's the answer.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, last question here. What do you got for me?
In Mary and Max, what disability does Max have?
Man, I've seen these films just so long ago. His disability. Man, I know it's voiced by Philip Seymour Hoffman.
That's not a disability, Hendo.
I mean, is it something to do with the fact that he can't travel to see Mary? Like, is there something that's stopping him from doing that? I mean, I can't remember. I'm going to say he's only got one leg.
No, it's autism.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, makes sense.
Yep.
All right. Luckily for you, mate, you have a multiple choice here. He's taking care of you. In which animated movie did Judy Garland voice a cat? Here we go. Gay Puree, and that's P-U-R-R-E-E for purr. Cats Don't Dance, The Cat Returns, or Tom and Jerry.
I feel like it's not Tom and Jerry. Gay Puree he might have put on because it sounds funny. What were the middle two?
Cats Don't Dance and The Cat Returns.
Cat Returns sounds very generic. I'll say lock in Cats Don't Dance.
No, it's Gay Puree.
Ah, makes sense.
All right, first round over and it's one to me and half to you.
Very good.
All right, mate, hit me with my question six.
All right. Hendo, how many Land Before Time sequels are there?
Oh, Jesus. I'm just going to take a stab here. I mean, I know it's been going forever. Like back in the 80s, man. There's so many. They went straight to the straight to DVD. There could be tons. Fuck it. Whatever. 14.
Wow, it's 13.
Oh, damn.
Wow, that's close, man.
Oh, man. All right.
Unlucky.
Thank you. All right, mate. Your next question. Name three of the six non-Disney animated films that have won Best Animated Film.
I can't even think of any. Okay, what do we got? I'm blanking so hard on this. Like, I don't even want to stab at it because, like, I don't know the years and what lines up with against a Pixar movie,
mm-hmm.
which no doubt would have won majority of them. Yeah, I can't even think of what won last year. Was last year Coco? It was. Or was that year before? I legitimately don't know what won last year. What won when The Good Dinosaur came out? Did Kubo win? That was at least nominated. We'll start off with Kubo.
No.
Okay.
let's go through a couple of those things you just said. The year The Good Dinosaur won. The year The Good Dinosaur came out, Inside Out won.
Okay. Of course.
Coco didn't win last year, won the year before.
Yep.
The one that won last year is Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, yeah. which is one.
Yep.
The first one to win was Shrek, and then the other three were Spirited Away, Wallace and Gromit, The Curse of the Were-Rabbit, Happy Feet, and Rango.
Yeah, okay. All right, fair enough.
All right, still one to half.
All right, Hendo, who voices the Green Lantern in the Lego movie?
Jonah Hill.
Correct!
Snap!
Nicely done.
All right, mate, put these Ice Age sequels in order. Now, I've done it in alphabetical order here.
Thank you.
Collision Course, Continental Drift, Dawn of the Dinosaurs, and The Meltdown.
Okay. All right. I think it's The Meltdown, Dawn, Continental, whatever it is, and then the Collision one.
Yes. Very good.
Yeah. Have not seen any of them, I don't think. I think I only saw the first one.
I think I saw The Meltdown. I think the one where Manny gets the partner. I don't know which one that is. Yeah, that could be the second one.
I didn't see that.
All right. So it's 2-1.5. Still just maintaining that lead.
All right. Who directed The Simpsons movie?
Wow. I mean, am I going to just try and have a quick roll through of any people who are part of The Simpsons in general? I know it's completely wrong, but I'm going to say John Lasseter.
No, it's David Silverman.
Yeah, Simpsons guy. Makes sense.
Yes.
All right. Your next question. Which two big-name comedy stars lend their voices as the two leads in Dr. Seuss's Horton Hears a Who?
I mean, this is just... Amy Adams and Jason Segel.
No, Jim Carrey and Steve Carell.
Yeah, okay. I don't know.
I would have got Jim Carrey. I didn't know about Steve Carell.
Okay.
All right, still holding that lead. Two questions left.
Who voiced Robin in The Dark Knight Returns?
I know it's a girl. Because I know Peter Weller was Batman. Nah, Jessica Chastain.
No, it's Ariel Winter.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, all right.
I was very surprised to see that.
Fair enough. All right. I got another voice one for you. Who provides the voice of Turbo, a garden snail who dreams of winning the Indy 500 in the movie Turbo?
I have no idea.
These non-animated Disney films are the one that gets us.
Yeah. They're very tough. Jason Segel.
No, it is Deadpool Pikachu himself, Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Gee, I'm surprised that didn't get more traction then, I guess.
I think it might have been when he wasn't, like, really big. Like
Van Wilder.
Yeah, exactly. All right, last question. I'm up by half a point. Let's get this right and seal the deal.
Long before Shrek was made, Spielberg was actually going to produce this film as a hand-drawn animated film. Who was going to star as Shrek? I'll give you the year if you want. Do you want the year?
No, don't worry about it. It's Chris Farley.
No. You should have taken the year.
Nah, still, whatever.
It's 91, and it was Bill Murray.
I wouldn't guess Bill Murray. All right, fair enough. All right, you got a chance here, mate.
All right, what do we got?
Last question for the win.
Hopefully it's an easy one.
How many non-Disney animated films are in the top 250?
Okay, there's a heap of anime. I mean, I don't even think I should bother trying to count these out. Let's Spirited, Grave of the Fireflies, Evangelion, I think's there. Is Howl's Moving Castle in there? I would say so. Into the Spider-Verse. I don't think any Shrek is. I don't think any How to Train Your Dragon. Or is there a How to Train Your Dragon in there? Tough. I will throw out 8.
No.
What is it?
12.
Yeah, I would never have said 12.
We'll go through them?
Yep.
Spirited Away, Grave of the Fireflies, Spider-Verse, Princess Mononoke, Your Name, Howl's Moving Castle, My Neighbor Totoro, Mary and Max, How to Train Your Dragon, Nausicaa of the Valley of the Wind, Akira, and Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Okay, fair enough. So, I guess I'm watching Blue this week then.
Never a doubt.
And I use that term watching very gently. Loosely. And I use that term watching very loosely.
Yeah, that's good. I don't know how you're going to... What are you going to do? You actually going to sit there and watch this blue screen?
I don't know. I guess so.
Yeah, why not? It's going to be a good one.
Very odd.
I cannot wait to hear your thoughts. If you come back and be like, mate, this was just one of the greatest... It should have won best visual effects, man.
Imagine if I love it. Like,
the cinematography was excellent.
I'm kind of expecting to really dislike it, but imagine if I do come back and I'm like, mate, you got to watch this.
I'm sure you'll say that even if you hate it, just so I watch it. Like, this was terrible. Like, I know. thank you very much, Cecil. It was a good battle.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
But we've still got 3 mini pod V pods. We just got to get the patrons to give us their themes and their questions. But next week, we will have a new one coming up. So thank you very much, patrons, and we'll see you soon.
Bye.